Best of Times Radio Hour live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. I do thank you for tuning into our show today and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. We also thank those who might be listening via this podcast of previously broadcast radio shows from our website, thebestoftimesnews.com, or from Apple Podcasts. We also thank AARP Louisiana and Hebert's Tenant and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about a statewide organization in Louisiana which assists grandparents in raising their grandchildren. So stay to this show for some beneficial information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, May the 17th, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept call-in questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the May-June issue of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. There are still some copies available at our 270 distribution locations, but we cannot tell you which ones have available issues. Again, we thank you for the many compliments about our magazine, especially about this issue. We do appreciate hearing from you. Remember, if you're unable to find one of our printed copies at our distribution locations, you can always visit our popular website at thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues of our magazine. We have over 4 years of previous issues of The Best of Times on our magazine for you to read, download, copy, whatever you liked at no additional charge. In addition, you can listen to previously broadcast radio shows here on The Best of Times Radio Hour. In addition, you can view the 2025 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory on our website. Speaking of our Silver Pages, it is our 24th edition, and it was released on March the 1st, and it's available for pickup at very few of our 270 distribution locations, as we put out over 20,000 copies. It is also, as I mentioned, available for viewing from our website, as well as we have a Silver Pages app that you can view and download it from that. It is, of course, our most popular publication with our readers. I want to thank those many readers who have sent us cards and letters, as well as email, thanking us for publishing this year's Senior Resource Directory that has greatly helped them and their loved ones find needed services, as well as information for them and their loved ones. Each and every month, The Best of Times sends out a very popular TBT newsletter via e-blast over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. It provides them with a link to read our current issue, as well as the link to read our Silver Pages. In addition, there are many more educational articles that are not found in the printed copy of The Best of Times magazine. There includes discounts, a contest, and news about upcoming events that you can participate. Join the many thousands who are already receiving this free TBT newsletter via their email address. It's free of charge. Just visit our website at thebestoftimesnews.com to subscribe by giving us your email address, and you will start receiving this TBT newsletter each and every month. Great news, our friends at Ernest Orleans has brought back the Best of Times special dinner each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing with fabulous meals at a highly discounted price. It is highly recommended due to the popularity of this Best of Times Thursday night special at Ernest Orleans. To make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to The Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Hebert's Tenant and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Miss Kathy Coleman, who is with Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Information Center of Louisiana, located in the Baton Rouge area. I've asked Kathy to come on my radio show today to explain to us this fabulous organization and how it can benefit grandparents as well as grandchildren throughout our wonderful state of Louisiana. So thank you, Kathy, for taking time to be on my radio show.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting us.
Well, again, explain to our listeners what your organization, Grandparents Raising Grandchildren, is, okay?
Sure. Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Information Center of Louisiana is a 501c3 nonprofit. We're statewide, and our mission is to help grandfamilies, that's grandparents raising grandchildren, or any caretaker raising children not their own, nieces, nephews, this kind of thing. We are statewide, and our purpose is just to help offer resources and information to families wherever they need it.
So, Kathy, was this an idea that in 1993, or did we copy it from some other state or some other area that might have had a similar organization?
In 1993, a lady named Dorothy Thibodeau found herself raising a 13-year-old grandson and thought, what do I do now? Had no support, mainly no just other people in the same shoes as her to talk to, you know, so she started it and opened up a support group was the first thing. That support group is still being run in that same location today.
That is remarkable. It's been a long time, 1993. So it began as a network and then decided, you know, I'm sure it's word of mouth. People are hearing, oh, this is helping. I'm doing the same thing. The other thing I want you to comment, I saw some statistics, but I didn't bring it with me. The incident of grandparents raising grandchildren throughout the United States has increased over the past many years, right?
It has, and Louisiana is third in the nation for grandparents raising their grandchildren. Now, let me tell you, though, Gary, it's bittersweet. On one end, we wish this wasn't the case. But on the other hand, it says that Louisiana has morals and values, and the grandparents are going to step up and help these children.
Wow, that's a positive thing. So the other thing some listener wanted me to ask, that this listener was from Arkansas. Are there similar organizations in other states?
There are similar. It's not ours, but we are connected to Kinship America. So if anybody's listening outside of Louisiana, if they were to call us, we could connect them with someone in their area. While it's not our group, it's different groups doing kind of the same work.
Okay. I had a feeling there'd probably be many of these organizations throughout the United States, especially in the due to the many, many grandparents raising grandchildren these days. Their number, by the way, is 225-810-3555. 225-810-3555. So, Kathy, going back, so the major reason was to help provide support and education, and so individual grandparents wouldn't have to reinvent the wheel, right? They would get the support, and somebody's been there, done that, have contacted various state support groups, et cetera. They can tell them how to do these things. There probably wasn't a manual back then, and probably the state didn't have any, I like to call it resource guide that would help grandparents, did they?
That is very true. When Dot started it, it was so that she could talk to other grandparents in similar situations to together try to find out, first of all, they're not alone, and second of all, what do they do? Things have changed so much since then. There are resources from different areas, and to be honest, some resources come and go. So it's an ever-changing information base that we try to provide families out there to let them know. If it's just you need to call and vent and talk to someone who's in the same shoes as you, that's great. If you need help with kinship care, food stamps, while we're not DCFS, we work very closely with different organizations. So if you're having any issues, we can truly, truly help.
So the other thing I wanted you to expand upon, because I think a lot of people don't understand that what are the reasons why grandparents and caregivers are now raising grandchildren. Give us some of the scenarios where this happens.
Okay. My goodness, Gary, it's no two cases in Louisiana are the same. First,
Oh.
you have grandparents that have children who are incarcerated.
Okay.
You have grandparents who have
Does the judge in that particular scenario have to intervene and decide which either the grandparents or some other person gets the child or children?
No, sweetie. What happens is this: is they the judge that's over them being incarcerated has nothing to do with the children.
Really?
If in fact the children are left at home by themselves, DCFS can pick the children up. And the first thing they do is try to find a biological relative to take
okay.
the children.
Okay,
if the parents know the children are going to jail, then they can step up and the parents can then sign a provisional mandate by custody or voluntary transfer of custody and give custody to someone while they are incarcerated or for the duration. But the judge doesn't, just because they're incarcerated, the judge does not take over, anything to do with the children.
Okay. What happens if the children of age, do they have to be under a certain age for the grandparent to take over?
Well, legally, it's children under 18. Now, we do have grandparents who've taken like 3 and 4 children in a particular family, and some of them are actually, one might be 19. We actually have situations where we have 19 and 20-year-old siblings where both parents OD'd, and the sibling, 19, 20 years old, is raising the younger sibling.
Oh, wow. That's really devotion to their brothers and sisters as well to help out in the situation like that. So what other situations? Are we talking about incarceration of the parents? What happens if the parent, they, I hate to say this, the parents decide to leave and just leave the children and they can't even find the parents? Does that happen?
Gary, it's more common than you know. So many grandparents will call our office 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night and say, look, my child dropped off their kids here. I don't know what to do. I have no food, no clothes. They got to get to school tomorrow, and I just don't know what to do. That happens so frequent, and it's just super, super sad.
It is sad, but at least, that's where we want to get your name out there and your phone number and your website. By the way, they have a fabulous website, and you'll learn a lot more details that we're going to have the time to discuss today. But I will tell you, they go on to lots of educational articles and what happens and what if. So it's www.lagrg.org. Again, that's lagrg.org. And again, the phone number is 225-810-3555. So in continuing, what are other circumstances regarding grandparents having to take custody? The other thing,
okay.
I think one grandparent mentioned to me, does he or she have to get a approval from anyone? I mean, does the state have to approve them to be the legal guardian and do they have to file anything? Do you have to file anything?
So let me back up and tell you. I also want to throw this number out there. We have a hotline.
Okay.
1-833-714-0008. For those who are out of our area, we don't want them to have to pay long distance fees if, in fact, they don't have a cell phone.
Okay. Yeah, mention that number again. I didn't have that number handy here, but I will definitely get it loaded.
833-714-0008.
And when they call that number, they can leave a message for y'all to call them back, or how is it handled?
It rings It rings into our office, and when we get the call, we'll either pick up, or if they leave a message, we'll call them back. Uh-huh. And just so you know, we don't run our office 8 to 5. We have more people that need our help between 5 at night and 11 at night than you would imagine. So we say call, and if we don't answer, we're probably on the other line or got, you know, but
I can understand that.
You get it. Absolutely. So let me tell you a little bit about, you mentioned how do you get approval or what do you have to do for custody. If you have the children, let's say mom or dad, whatever, dies, leaves the children, whatever, you've got to find a way to get custody of the children. Just to put the children in school. If you don't have custody, you've got to put them in as homeless. And, you know, that's very sad for grandparents when they're not homeless. You know what I'm saying? It's your grandchildren in your home. However, by the grace of God, at least we can put them in school like that. What GRG does is we have legal workshops, conferences once a year. We try working with people. First thing you do, you have to call our office. Everything is confidential. You call the office and say, I'm raising my grandchild, niece, nephew, whatever, anything that you're biologically kin to. Everything's confidential, and we will start off and say, did DCFS place the children with you? Because that's a whole different ballgame.
Okay.
If DCFS comes in, and let's say child abuse or the parents are incarcerated, nobody else there to pick up the children, they don't know where to put them, and DCFS takes possession of these children, then DCFS has control over it, and the state would have custody. That's a whole different realm of things you have to go through. Now DCFS has offered a way, you know, we have foster parents,
right?
But now you can be a grandparent and be a grand foster parent.
Okay.
Now,
a grand foster parent. Okay.
The reason you would do that is if a grandmother's on Social Security, limited income, and all of a sudden she finds herself having to take on 3 or 4 kids who are in DCFS custody, which is state custody, if you do that, then you would get the stipends and the help from the state as if the children were foster children. Okay, now we, GRG and the grandparents, feel like that we don't want the children in state custody. We want the children in our custody. There's a way to get with DCFS and you say, I'm biologically related and I would like to take these children. You work through them, then you go through, and normally you can do things like provisional mandate by custody, voluntary transfer of custody. If you do these type things, then this is how you would get custody of the children. If you choose that route and the children, you get the custody. There's a new thing that came out. It's called kinship care, where they will help you with the stipend. It's $450 a month per child. But you have to have custody of the children. So a lot of GRG's work is in making sure these families that don't have custody know what they have to do and how to do it to get custody, to get these services.
Wow. Okay. So I'm sure it's better on the children if the grandparent has the full custody and not having the state having that particular power or responsibility.
If you look at it like this, we would rather children, if God forbid they have to leave their parents and leave the home that they know, we would rather them be with their families, the rest of the family, and then you don't lose it. We absolutely need foster parents for the families who have nobody can take care of the children, but our contention is this: biological family members that keep these children, help these children go through a lot less traumatic.
I agree.
So we're saying if something happens and the children can't be at home with their parents, the second best thing is to be with a family relative that can help keep them where they don't feel like they're in another area with strangers, people they don't know, you know, and growing up like that. So That's our big mission, is to keep families together.
Oh, that's a great mission. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Ebers, Town & Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Ebers, Town & Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Galigas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Miss Kathy Coleman with Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Information Center of Louisiana. And I've asked Kathy to come on our show to explain this organization and how it can benefit grandparents as well as grandchildren throughout our wonderful state of Louisiana. So thank you again, Kathy, for taking time to be part of our radio show today.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
So in 1993, I'm sure somebody's going to ask me this question if we were live in call-ins. How many people have this organization helped? Do we know any, like, thousands? Do we know?
Thousands.
That's wonderful.
I know that we've had over 397 families that we helped last year.
Wow.
It's definitely been a blessing to be able to help these families.
So you're a nonprofit, as you mentioned, organization, and you hopefully get funding via some sorts of workshops as well as conferences, et cetera, right?
We get funding, Children's Trust Fund. We've had different means of the United Way help us.
Oh, that's great.
Let me just add to you, Gary, we are all our staff is volunteer. No one here gets anything. We do not get paid. Once you've gone through this situation, it gives something in your heart to make you give back to people.
Oh.
So every penny we get goes to the families that we serve.
So, again, you might want to mention now, there's no fees to join, right?
There's absolutely no fees to join. Everything we do for our families are free. All you have to do is call our office and speak to us. Tell us you want to be a member of GRG. That entitles you to anything coming up on our area. That's how we notify you and say, this is what's coming up. This is how we can help. And listen, we've got support groups all around the state. And if you're in an area that doesn't have one, if you simply call our office, we will do everything in our power to have quarterly support groups in any area around the state.
And the support group is those existing grandparents who are raising grandchildren to help educate those newly grandparents who are raising grandchildren. Is that correct?
That is correct. But let me tell you, even grandparents that have these children 3 or 4 or 5 years, there's things that come up, issues with school, issues with mental health. A lot of these children need some counseling. So it's an ongoing struggle regardless of at what point you are in receiving the children.
So another follow-up question. So let's say a grandparent is going to take one or two of the kids and of their grandchildren, but she becomes a little frustrated and really doesn't want to do this. Do you provide counseling and support to those individuals? And, you know, hopefully you can reconcile that they can continue providing it. I'm sure it's overwhelming, especially those that are on fixed income and they're probably in a small apartment and all of a sudden they're going to be, you know, having two or more kids join them, right?
Listen, it's so overwhelming, and a lot of times the calls that we get are just that. I can't take it anymore. I don't know what to do. I love my grandchildren, but I don't know how I'm going to do this. And that's when you just have to say, okay, let's just take a deep breath and breathe. what are the most pressing issues you have today? We do try to reach out and get counseling for them, help them in any way they are. You know, a lot of our families now, it used to be elderly grandparents with grandchildren, and then they're on Social Security, fixed income, a lot of them on walkers with these babies. But nowadays, we even have grandparents that are younger that are still working, so they don't qualify for any assistance. Food stamps, child care, nothing.
Oh, wow.
And then they just get these children on, and it can be overwhelming and definitely cause you to go into a deep depression. While you're grateful to be in the position to take care of your grandchildren, it's still very overwhelming.
Well, can you help? Like, we're going to talk. You can network with various state organizations to get assistance, especially possibly if they're under the age of, I can't remember the ages for Medicaid. They might not have had health insurance before, but now their health insurance is maybe not available, whatever. You can help them in filing for Medicaid, right?
Absolutely. While we don't profess to be DCFS or anything with that, we have a relationship with so many organizations that we can literally call or text and instant get answers saying, we have a grand family and they're having a problem with this. And then they will reach out to the grand family to try to resolve anything so we can get it going. There's also something really exciting, Gary, that I'm not sure you know of. It's a new program out called KNP. Kinship Navigator Program. And what this is, if you're raising a child that's biologically related to you, you can apply for these services. And what it is, it's like a one-time thing, if you will, to help people. Let's say you're a grandmother and you're in a one-bedroom apartment, you get three kids and you got to go to a two-bedroom apartment, all these, you know, everything, the expenses are crazy. Kinship Navigator will come out, sit down, speak with you and say, okay, how can we help you? And they've been known to do things like initially help pay to get you in a larger apartment, or let's say you have no groceries, can't qualify for food stamps, and you haven't gotten kinship care, and by the way, you don't get child support. Even when it's awarded to you, 9 times out of 10, it does not happen. Kinship Navigator comes in and says, what can we do to help you? And they tell you places in your area. This is where you can go for food. This is where you can go for clothing. This is where you can go for bedding. So we meet everybody where they are, but there's a lot more resources out there now than was back in 1993, I assure you.
Well, that's a positive note. But again, I'm sure it's frustrating, but you help them go over those hurdles and to reach their particular goal of adequately taking care of their grandchildren. I'm sure when they first they get overwhelmed and frustrated, and you know, there's so many things to do, but hopefully your staff, as well as this kinship navigator, can definitely help them resolve those particular problems. How many members in the state does GRG handle now? I mean, are there hundreds, thousands?
It's thousands. And what it is, Gary, is people, when they first get the children, that's when normally people will call and need the most help, okay?
Okay.
Then you might not, if they don't need any help, you might not hear from them for a year or two. Then if something else comes up, then here, you know, they'll call you back and say, okay, thought I had it together, but now this has happened. What do I do? Or my Social Security stopped, or just, you know, issues like this. So the membership number really isn't true to us, only in that once we help them and they get on their feet, they're confident enough, and that's a wonderful thing for us when they're at a point where they can handle what they've got, handle their children, and life is better. But if they do need us, we are here for the get-go.
So if you have, let's say, a grandparent raising grandchildren in the Shreveport and Bossier City area, you can a new grandparent who calls in for wants some support, you can hopefully have a small support team, a support group that would help that new and others to go through the hurdles as well, right?
Absolutely. What we do, and we do have families in Shreveport, Bossier, and what we do is we come up, we meet with them. Now, you got to keep in mind, Gary, that because of this is confidential, because there's a lot of families that don't want all their business put out on the street.
True.
So we don't Zoom our support groups. Everything is literally in a room that everybody's together. You can speak when you want. You don't have to speak if you don't want. But that's the way you meet other families going through these situations, and that's where we can depend on each other. Now, keep in mind that even though we're located, our office is in Baton Rouge, we're as close as your telephone. You can call us at any time, and we can help you just like we're helping people here in Baton Rouge. So I want people to understand that we work very, very close with families in Shreveport and Bossier. In fact, I personally have family in Shreveport. So we just want them to know, don't worry about the fact that we're located in Baton Rouge. If we need to be there, we will be there.
So the other question that somebody asked me, do they have to be grandparents to be helping? If, let's say there's an uncle or aunt now taking care of the kids of another sibling, can they utilize your support and your services?
Absolutely. In
That's
the
good.
Beginning, it was only grandparents raising grandchildren, and we chose not to change our name. But we do now say grandparents or caretakers raising children of their own, as long as you're biologically kin to the child in any form, cousin, it doesn't matter. We definitely can help you.
Wow, that's a positive thing, because I'm sure that many, many uncles and aunts out there, and probably even cousins and other, I hate to call them distant relatives, but not direct relatives, are taking over some of the kids that have had to leave the parents. I mean, I think I read something about if a husband and wife had children, and they might be deployed for an extended time, right? Medical deployment.
Yes.
Sometime they could qualify for grandparents raising grandchildren, right?
They can, because if the parents give just a provisional mandate by custody for a year or wherever they're gone, and they have the custody, then they definitely qualify for that.
Yeah, I'm amazed that both the husband and wife would be deployed, but sometimes our government works in mysterious ways that both of them will be deployed. It's really sad in a way, but they're serving our country wherever it may be. But I'm sure it's happened, because I did see some report that was one of the interesting happenings that are happening more and more these days.
Right.
What other scenario? I'm sure our listeners are living all these types of scenarios. We talked about incarceration. We talked about just the parents just leaving, or if a mother, let's say the husband leaves for some reason or dies, can it be instituted that the parent is unable and unwilling to take care of the kids? They be transferred or moved to a grandparent? Can that happen?
It absolutely can happen. You know, don't discount that we have people out there with mental health. We have people that, you know, have children but are not parent material. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
they
yeah.
really don't want to take care of the children. We also have people out there that are having children to get state aid,
wow.
all the benefits, all the resources. And the way they do, they go to the grandparents and say, if you want to raise these kids, you can, but don't mess with my services.
Ah.
If you take any of my benefits away, we call that grandparents blackmail.
Oh.
And let me tell you something. It happens. It's real. And the grandparents would rather struggle and do what they can to keep grandchildren safe. Oh. We have had cases where we've had parents pick up children from the grandparents and literally adopt them out. They don't want to fool with them. They don't want to have them, but they don't want the grandparents to have them either. So that's very heartbreaking when we get to that. But, you know, just because, you know, someone can have a child doesn't make them parent material.
Oh,
and
that's
sometimes the grandparents are sisters, cousins, aunts have to step in and say, what you're doing to these children are not fair.
So there are so many issues. I can't even. What about the ones where the dad dies of overdose, the mom cannot afford the children, then the mom ends up with mental problems, can't accept what's happened in her life. The only thing you can do is find a relative that would be eligible to help with these children. Because, you know, at the end of the day, every child deserves our best. Your baby, my baby, it doesn't matter. And we all are a village. And we all need to step up and say, how can we help these children? Whether it's a grandparent raising a grandchild, a single mom struggling. But, you know, if more people would take on the attitude, we need to help these babies. They all deserve the best. It shouldn't be, you know, your race, your religion, your, you know, the where you are in the world. It should be once you take your first breath, the world owes it to give you the best we can give.
That is definitely true. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Hebert's Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Hebert's Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kalikas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Miss Kathy Coleman, who is with Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Information Center of Louisiana. I've asked her to come on our show to explain her this organization and how it definitely benefits grandparents as well as grandchildren throughout our wonderful state of Louisiana. So thank you again, Kathy, for taking time to be part of the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Thank you so very much for inviting us.
So the organization has been evolved since 1993, which is a long time. It's like, let's see, 7 and 25, 32 years. That is remarkable. You've accomplished a lot. I'm sure that there's a lot of hurrahs that, you know, we have played a major impact in the grandparents having the knowledge and the grandparents thrilled that they raised their grandchildren. And now, I mean, some of these grandchildren back in 1993 are adults now with their own kids. And I'm sure they're thankful that they had the willingness of a grandparent or a caregiver to take care of them and nurture them and educate them to now live their own successful life in the community. That is really a positive thing. One thing I learned that I was not aware of, that you offer quarterly legal workshops in person or in Zoom to various and giving CEUs to social workers and addiction recovery counselors. Explain that to our listeners a little bit.
Oh, I would love to. What we did is we decided we were going to do legal workshops because one of the very, very major things that we need as grandparents raising grandchildren is legal, is counseling, it's what do I do? How do I get custody? So we have quarterly legal workshops here in Baton Rouge. The next one will be July the 11th. It's on a Friday at 2 o'clock. And the next one would be October 3rd, a Friday at 2 o'clock. And what we do, it's in person or on Zoom. And what we do, we bring attorneys in, and you can ask legal questions. And sometimes, Gary, you don't even know you need the legal workshop, but you come and just listen, and you find out, wow, I didn't know that happened, or I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know I was entitled to that. Now, that's absolutely free. If you want to attend, you call our office like the Monday of the week of the legal workshops. We will give you a Zoom link.
or you can email us at grgoffice@yahoo.com, and we will respond and give you the Zoom link. Now, we offer free CEUs, continuing education units, for our addiction recovery counselors, social workers. We even are affiliated with Fran U here in Baton Rouge and do nurses.
Oh.
We're just in the process. We got recognized by the Bar Association, and we're going to start doing things around the state, our attorneys are, to try to get other attorneys to do pro bono work. You know, sometimes it could be life meaning to the families if you just help us with a simple form.
That's
you
right.
know, or just instructions. What do we do? You know? And those are always absolutely free. The quarterly legal workshops are free, even though they're in person and on Zoom. But it's turned out to be wonderful. And by the way, the CEUs, for anybody listening, we offer them free. You know, our philosophy is, if we get the word out there that there are resources and people that are willing to help you and can help you, then that helps our mission. So we don't charge anything for the CEUs that social workers and addiction recovery counselors need on a yearly basis, so that we might be able to help reach more people in rural areas, if you will, to make sure that everybody's aware of the services that they're entitled to.
Well, that's remarkable. You can always go to their website. I have a feeling it's still on there, these regional workshops as well as the other types of meetings, at www.lagrg.org, or call their main number at 225-810-3555. So that's remarkable. Definitely just listening, you're going to gain some information from others who are asking questions, and I'm sure these attorneys might, you know, provide additional items that will cause you to say, I need to investigate that further. They've given me something to think about as well. So again, congratulations for doing this as a great service to the people, the citizens of our state, and especially those in need of their grandparents as well as others. So the other thing I want you to brag about is you've been having annual conferences, right? You had one recently in April.
Yes, we just had it April 24th. Oh, it was amazing. We had 287 people attend, and the best part about it, over 50% of those people had never been to a conference before.
Whoa,
now,
fantastic.
That tells us we're reaching people. You know, we love to have our grandparents back. Don't misunderstand. Please come back. But it's wonderful when it's new people who've had no idea of the services we do, the things we do. We had Senator Regina Barrow. We've got the support of the legislatures. Representative
right.
Jack McFarland has done fabulous. So much, so many, many people. We had 8 different workshops where you could come for the day. Most importantly, Gary, we had 42 other nonprofits here from around the state that offered support. So let's say you came. We had people from Shreveport, by the way.
A good
deal.
They
can go to each individual table, and you go there and say, what services do you offer? Am I qualified? Things that you may never have thought about in the past, it's all right there for you. And did I mention this conference is free?
No,
we
you didn't.
We are so delighted with that. We do special T-shirts and bags every year. We have a catered lunch, a continental breakfast, but it's all to celebrate anybody raising children, not their own, primarily grandparents raising their grandchildren, and saying, okay, what is out there that you need help with? If we don't have a service for that, we need to investigate and find a way to help you.
Well,
that's
awesome.
What the conferences are all about.
Yeah, we just touched base with Kathy, everyone, that I was not aware of this, and then we got word a bit about this annual conference, and our issue had already gone out, so we put it in our TBT newsletter, our April newsletter, as well as we gave her some free promos on our radio show, as well as on our website. So hopefully a few people learned about it and came from the Shreveport and Bossier area, either organizations or individual grandparents. I haven't heard from anyone that did call me and told me they attended, but I'm glad it was a great success. 287 is a lot, especially for your type of organization. So you should be very proud of that. So in closing, what can you tell our listeners out there who may be in the midst or possibly in the near future raising a grandchildren? So what would you in closing tell them to do?
Well, what I would say is the first thing you do, pat yourself on the back that you're in the position to take these children who for no fault of their own have to be displaced. Second thing I tell you to do, make sure you feed them, make sure you take care of them, and call our office. Call us and let us say, hey, are you aware in your area you have this, or what do you need? Or if you just need to call just to vent, please do that. Never feel like you're alone. Once you're in this position and you take these children on, and listen, grandparents would love to be retired and sitting out on a barge somewhere doing things. But let me tell you something, it's so rewarding when you have these children that you know need you so desperately, and you're in the position to be able to take them and help them. And GRG gives you the word. We tell you, if you call our office, regardless of where you are in the state, we're going to do anything in our power to help you, to help the lives of these children be a whole lot better.
That's super. So give them the hotline number again.
Absolutely. Our hotline, 833-714-0008. Our email address, grgoffice@yahoo.com. Send us an email. Give us a call. Call us and tell us what's going on and what you need. And believe me, if you think you don't need help, if you call us and you find out some things we do, we might surprise you, and you might be pleasantly surprised to be able to receive services.
Oh, that is super. Well, thank you for joining us today on the Best of Times. I wish you continued success. I'm proud. Please tell all your volunteers that we're very proud of them and thank them for their service in helping grandchildren in our area. And, of course, there's the grandparents and other caregivers who are raising those grandchildren. Again, my sincere thoughts and prayers that you will continue to do the great work for the citizens of the state of Louisiana as well as our grandchildren.
Thank you so very much for the opportunity to get our work out, to let people know our mission, and for us to be here and help more people. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Kathy. Have a good one.
You too.
Hello, everyone. Be sure to tell your friends to listen to our show next Saturday for news and information that can benefit them or their loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times, both today and every day. Have a great day.